step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Just when you think things couldn't get any weirder, they do. Now, a retired FBI counterintelligence agent who was reportedly involved in the Trump-Russia probe has been arrested for ties to a Russian oligarch. That's right. Charles McGonigal has been charged with breaking U.S. sanctions against Russian oligarch and has been charged with money laundering. This is the same former senior, that means high-level, FBI counterintelligence official who was involved in the Trump-Russia probe. He has been arrested and charged over his alleged ties to a sanctioned Russian oligarch amid the war in Ukraine. Now, the former special agent in charge of the FBI's counterintelligence division in New York, who retired in 2018, has now been officially charged with violating U.S. sanctions by agreeing to provide services to a sanctioned Russian oligarch. He was charged alongside a former Soviet and Russian diplomat who later became a U.S. citizen and a Russian interpreter for courts and government offices. Yeah, that guy definitely wasn't a spy. They've been charged 5-count indictment, which was unsealed in Manhattan. The media having no choice now but to cover this. Here's how they broke the news on NBC.
More breaking news this morning. A former top FBI official in the Bureau's New York office has been arrested. Four senior law enforcement sources say Charles McGonigal faces charges related to violating Russian sanctions and money laundering. Back with me, our justice and intelligence correspondent, Ken Delanian, and Frank Fugluzzi, a national security analyst for us. Ken, McGonigal here is the former head of counterintelligence for the New York City office. He's due in federal court later today in Manhattan. What do we know and what more could we learn?
This is a massive and shocking case, Lindsay. We're still going through the details of this news release from the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York. But McGonigal was arrested over the weekend, we're reporting, and he's facing 5 counts related to business dealings after he left the FBI in 2018 with a Russian oligarch named Oleg Deripaska, who he had some role in investigating while he was inside the FBI. So this is just a huge, huge black eye, a whiff of corruption here with a former senior FBI official. The head of counterintelligence in the New York office, as Frank Fugluzzi can tell you, is a very important spy hunting job where you're dealing with many counterintelligence officials, issues involving Russia and China. And so he left that job. He began doing business with Russian oligarchs, according to these allegations, and is now charged with money laundering and conspiring to help these oligarchs evade Russia sanctions. So a really big deal, a shocking blow to the FBI today, Lindsay.
Frank, we'll go ahead and give you the floor here. Help give us the context of just how big this is.
This is a punch to the gut.
It's a punch to the gut. I'm going to stop there and notice in all of the story they just told you, they did not tell you that this same guy who clearly is working with the Russians, some would argue all of this sounds like a Russian spy, who's working with these top oligarchs, was one of the guys that was actually involved in targeting Donald Trump. Now, you would think that they would share that info with you, right? Like, this is the same guy who did that. No. Why would they tell you that? Why would they ever bring that up? Now, when this news broke, Fox News put the story in a different context because it should have been put in a different context. Here's how they broke the story compared to NBC News.
Breaking tonight, a retired FBI official, one of the top officials in counterintelligence, has been arrested on charges he violated U.S. sanctions against Russia, working for and getting paid by a Russian oligarch. Those are the charges. Senior national correspondent Rich Edson has details tonight. Good evening, Rich.
Good evening, Brett. Prosecutors have indicted the former special agent in charge of counterintelligence at the FBI in New York. They accuse him of using his position to help a heavily sanctioned Russian oligarch. Charles McGonigal allegedly asked for and received $225,000 to work for Oleg Deripaska. Prosecutors say McGonigal agreed to investigate a rival oligarch, tried to get Deripaska off the U.S. sanctions list, even opened a criminal investigation at the FBI. Attorney General Merrick Garland was asked about such a high-profile law enforcement official who allegedly betrayed the FBI.
I believe there's a press release from both Southern District of New York and from the District of Columbia where the two different sets of charges are made, and I really can't go beyond that.
Though FBI Director Chris Wray says in a statement, quote, "The way we maintain the trust and confidence of the American people is through our work, showing when all the facts come out that we stuck to the process and we treated everyone equally, even when it is one of our own. The FBI will go to great lengths to investigate and hold accountable anyone who violates the law, including when the individual is an FBI employee." The indictment says McGonigal began this work in August 2017 and through and after his retirement from the FBI a year later. Oleg Deripaska is a Russian businessman the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned in 2018, accusing him of ties to the Kremlin, money laundering, extortion, racketeering, and ordering the murder of a businessman. Deripaska was also a client of Paul Manafort, who was Donald Trump's campaign manager for a few months in 2016. In 2018, Manafort was convicted of financial crimes. McGonigal was a senior intelligence official in Washington before October 2016 and likely would have at least been briefed when Crossfire Hurricane, the Trump-Russia investigation, began the previous July. Brett?
Isn't it amazing how Fox tells you all of it, right? They tell you, hey, this guy also, by the way, worked with Paul Manafort. That would be a connection, obviously, to Donald Trump. We all know about Paul Manafort. But in the very same sentence, they tell you the other part of the story, that he would have been briefed on Crossfire Hurricane. So he was one of those that would be involved in prosecuting, going after Donald Trump with the whole Russian collusion hoax. That's what complete unbiased reporting sounds like. You would say that it would be damaging to hear the Manafort aspect of that to Donald Trump, in a sense, right? That's not, that doesn't make him look good with the fact that Paul Manafort was on his campaign in 2016. Okay, that's a fair argument that can be made right there with that intel. But they also tell you that he was there when Crossfire Hurricane was ramping up, and as a top-level official of the FBI, he would have been involved in that. Now the guy's busted working with these oligarchs. That's really big news. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. If you've got a cell phone, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone coming to the U.S. Why? Because when you pay your bill and every time you make a phone call or send a text message, you're supporting conservative Christian causes that you believe in. If you are fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, then stand with a company that actually does. Make the switch today. You're going to get a free month of service plus free activation with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative wireless provider. They use the same towers that you're on right now. You get to keep your same phone many times and your same phone number. Plus, they defend and protect our First and Second Amendment rights. They also make sure they stand up for the unborn. They offer nationwide coverage, and they are an amazing company. When you pay your bill, you are supporting what you believe in. Now, right now, you can try Patriot Mobile for 2 months and get your third month free. Plus, get free activation. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. So why is it that everybody else omits that news from their newscast? You know why. It's because they didn't want you to know that. Just listen to NBC News, right? They have on a former top FBI official, And they're talking about this former top FBI official has been charged with violating Russian sanctions. Here is what they had to say in their spin.
And he was involved in making some decisions to approve some steps in the investigation of Carter Page. Remember that Trump aide who was the subject of a FISA warrant, which turned out to be not a good FISA warrant. Some other FBI officials committed misconduct in obtaining that FISA warrant. So he's been a player in and around these kinds of matters. What these indictments don't tell us, Mike and guys, is whether any counterintelligence cases, any sensitive matters were compromised by this alleged corruption. That's often the kind of thing they would leave out of the public filings, and it's something journalists are going to have to be looking into, because it's certainly the implication here. This is essentially what they're saying is a corrupt FBI agent on the take who was involved in some of the most sensitive matters at the Bureau involving foreign spies and domestic counterintelligence, and what, if anything, was compromised as a result of that.
Wow, that's some pretty big breaking news, isn't it? You now have, and again, if I'm listening this the right way, want to be clear about this. If I'm listening the correct way, what I was just told is this guy was involved in the BS FISA warrant to spy on Donald Trump and Carter Page, where an FBI agent actually went in and changed words in an email to make it look like the CIA did not have an asset in Carter Page and said that he was not working for us, instead of what the email actually said, which was he is or was working for us when he was in contact with these shady actors in Russia. Carter Page was an asset of the CIA. The FBI knew Carter Page was probably an asset of the CIA, so much so that they asked the CIA, hey, is this one of your guys? And the CIA responded with, yes, he is working for us. Yes, or he was working for us when he was in contact with these bad actors. And what did the FBI do so they could spy on Donald Trump and the Trump campaign? They changed the actual words in the email, right? This is falsifying a document. Okay, falsifying documents so they could spy on Donald Trump, get the FISA warrant. And this dude was involved in that. Shouldn't that be the headline? Former FBI agent that helped, that was involved in the Trump investigation, now been busted working for the Russians? If you want an honest headline, that's the honest headline.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, if he was feeding a Russian oligarch who has direct ties to the Russians, I guarantee you that oligarch is feeding that information back directly to the equivalent of the KGB or Vladimir Putin. If this guy was taking this money, I have no doubt he was probably giving up highly sensitive information, would be my guess, to the Russians, because you don't do this just for the money. You're doing this, and they had to get to a point where they could trust you. How did they trust you? Probably because you were literally spying for the Russians. Now, the other part of this is, if he was involved, as we now know, in the Crossfire Hurricane operation, which was to frame Donald Trump for crimes that were never committed out of thin air, by misclassifying certain documents and changing documents so that it looked like Donald Trump needed to be spied on, how much of that information may have actually been going to the Russians? That's another question I think should be asked. Now, you look at this and you see now what's happening this. You see what's happening with Joe Biden. You see what's happening with the FBI at Biden's homes. It's a hell of a lot of stuff going on right now. To put it in perspective, okay, just to put it in perspective for you, Fox News' Peter Ducey at the White House last night described what's going on right now with the FBI involvement in these classified documents in a historical context for everybody. Here's what he said.
This is the first time a sitting president has had a home searched by the FBI. And the press secretary insists President Biden does still intend to run for president, run for re-election in 2024. But they do concede there is no precedent for somebody running for president after having the FBI search their most private quarters.
You look at where we are right now with these two big stories. They are massive. I mean, this is massive. CBS, they're even now covering this story. And how do they describe it? Here it is.
A former FBI counterintelligence agent is accused of secretly working for a Russian billionaire he was investigating. Charles McGonigal was charged in an indictment that was unsealed today. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan allege McGonigal helped the Russian who was under investigation. He's charged with money laundering and violating U.S. sanctions. And in a separate indictment in Washington, McGonigal is accused of taking $225,000 in secret cash payments. McGonigal retired from the FBI in 2018.
So you're supposed to be investigating the Russians, and instead you're secretly working with the Russians. You're supposed to be protecting this country, but instead you're framing people for crimes like Carter Page. And you're trying to overthrow the will of the people and try to overthrow Donald Trump from being the president. That's the takeaway. That's what this all is. And if the media wanted to cover this the appropriate way, they would immediately tell you this guy was involved in Crossfire Hurricane. They would immediately be connecting the dots that I'm connecting with you right now. Right? This would be automatic, folks. This would be instantaneous. There would be no pause here. Now, let's take a step back from this and let's go back to the other big problem right now. The White House has got real problems, and so does the DOJ, because we're now getting reports that the DOJ declined, meaning they were protecting their president, right? This is the deep state at work, to have the FBI at Biden's home. The White House is now facing more questions about these classified documents. And as this news broke, I want you to hear a couple of the things the reporters said at the FBI and at the DOJ.
Hey, Neil, I'm at the famous Justice Department where White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is instructing everyone in the briefing room to relay their questions to. Well, I have reached out multiple times to folks here at the Justice Department with Attorney General Merrick Garland's office, also with Special Counsel Robert Hur's office. No surprise, no comment. They are being incredibly tight-lipped with information about this investigation into the President of the United States and these classified documents. Now, something that's curious, we're trying to find out more from the White House side, from the DOJ side. Last Thursday, White House Special Counsel, White House Attorney Richard Sauber, went to Wilmington, Delaware to collect documents. He was there with DOJ officials at President Biden's residence. This was several hours after Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the existence of Special Counsel Robert Hur to lead this investigation. It's not clear if those DOJ officials, in quotes, were part of the Special Counsel's office, but rather curious that the White House attorneys were allowed to cooperate with DOJ hours after an independent special counsel was there. Now, Sauber put out this statement while I was transferring it to the DOJ officials who accompanied me. Five additional pages with classification markings were discovered among the material with it for a total of six pages. Neil, according to the Wall Street Journal, DOJ considered having FBI agents monitor the search by Biden's lawyers, but decided against it. Why? We don't know the official answer, but perhaps the optics of having FBI officials searching the home of a sitting president who is being cooperative by reporting to authorities in early November the first batch of classified documents. Now, this is all against the backdrop of increased scrutiny over government agencies being weaponized for political purposes. Critics say the absence of the FBI looks bad. Now, when you compare it to especially the Mar-a-Lago raid last summer in August when FBI agents went into the former president's home, legal experts, though, have told Fox News several times, if you look at this, Neil, on the surface, you can equate the two cases, but if you take a deeper dive through a legal lens, they're very different. The reason the FBI primarily went into Mar-a-Lago because Donald Trump and his team refused to turn over documents for more than a year. There was a back and forth. Biden's team gave them up in early November. However, Biden's team is being criticized because they didn't alert the public until CBS News broke the story about 2 months later. Neil?
This goes back to the other point. Everybody wants to say that these cases are different, that Joe Biden's done it the right way. He hasn't. That's a lie. In fact, you could argue that Joe Biden did it in a way that was way worse, One, he had these documents apparently since he was in the Senate. Minimum 14 years he's had these. They've been moved around multiple times, and he lied about it. And apparently with the DOJ, they made a deal to keep it quiet so it wouldn't affect the midterms and it wouldn't get out. Now, CBS broke that news, right? They got tipped off, and they broke that news. And that was a big deal. When that news was broken, that was a really, really, really big deal. But you look at the difference in these two cases. Has it been wall-to-wall coverage? No. Notice how still no one's talking about impeaching Joe Biden. No one is talking about what this means with Hunter Biden and his laptop and the connections to these files. We know that some of these files apparently dealt with Ukraine. That would directly connect him to his son and the son and his business dealings and the family business dealings. Can you separate these two stories? I would argue there's absolutely no way that you can separate these two stories. It's impossible. But they're still trying to give like a participation trophy honorable mention to the president of the United States of America for self-reporting. Now, there was a debate for more than a year with Donald Trump over his documents, but he did let them come in and see the documents. He did let them come in and agree that they were in a safe location. Those things happened. Joe Biden's not been transparent. The idea, by the way, the FBI wouldn't be present when all this was going on also, I think, tells you the other double standard here. And they're obsessed with optics, as you just heard, right? You could hear it there. The optics are something that they are really concerned with. They don't want to make it look bad for Joe Biden. They wanted everything to look horrific for Donald Trump. Remember when Roger Stone, and I want to be clear, I'm not a fan of his, okay? But remember when they had the Roger Stone raid like live on TV on CNN because they were tipped off? Every single person that was involved with Donald Trump and the raid, I mean, it was brutal how they treated them. It was breaking, sensational, unbelievable news each and every time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I do want to just step back and talk for a moment about the media. You look at how the media covered the raid on Mar-a-Lago. You look at the way that the media covered the people around Donald Trump. And you can even look at this right now. It's a different story. A lot of you have probably been hearing the name lately, George Santos. This is a guy who ran for office. All right. He's a congressman from New York's 3rd Congressional District. He just got sworn in, and the district includes parts of northern Nassau County on Long Island and northeastern Queens. He's a 34-year-old Republican who basically his entire life story, from what we understand, is just a total lie. Now, he also is an interesting guy from the fact of how he's dealt with this. He's giving out literally donuts amid calls for him to resign. He's a Republican, and so the media is totally obsessed with him, right? He actually surprised reporters on Capitol Hill with coffee and donuts Thursday. He's now facing multiple investigations by prosecutors over his personal and campaign finance and lies about his resume and also his family heritage. Now, they're obsessed because, again, the guy is a Republican. Even the start of Saturday Night Live mocked George Santos and did not cover all the classified documents in the raid of a sitting president's home, right? Why would you do that? They instead, NBC News, really went all after George Santos and made sure that they did not say anything about the serious problems with our current president. They didn't want to do that. All right, let me just take a quick pause here, and I do want to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Not only is the media now showing just how corrupt they are in real time, but let me just remind you of all the times that President Biden has lied about his past. Now, did the media freak out? Now, I'd like to tell you this is only 10, 20 seconds long. It's not. What I'm about to play for you is all the times that the president has just made up crap about his own resume, about his own past, about his own legacy, about his own time in office, his own time in education. Now, if the media was unbiased, right, then they would be treating all of these screw-ups the same way that they're investigating and treating George Santos. Now, this is all, none of this is cut. All of this is legitimate that I'm about to play you of every time that Joe Biden has just made up lies about who he is, his past, his accolades, and what he has become.
Raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him.
I've written extensively when I was a law professor.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship.
I was appointed to the...
By the way, all this is a lie. Everything you just heard so far is a lie. And we'll keep going with the lies.
Academy in 1965. I didn't come to the Academy because I wanted to be a football star, and you had a guy named Staubach and Bellino here. So I went to Delaware.
I got started out of an HBCU, Delaware State. Now, I don't want to hear anything negative about Delaware State here, okay? They're my folks.
Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I won the international moot court competition. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits. Only need 123 credits. And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like.
I am a hard coal miner, anthracite coal, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
My dad was not a salesperson. He wasn't a coal miner. My great-grandpa was.
My first job offer, where I wanted, my wife, deceased wife and I, wanted to move to Idaho because we think, not a joke, it's such a beautiful, beautiful state. And I interviewed for a job with Boise Cascade.
I got a commercial license because my dad used to run an automobile agency.
Yeah, I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Awesome.
And so I know a little bit about driving big trucks.
It means that I've worked in the East Side. I deliberately went and worked for 3 years to make sure I was the only white guy that worked in the East Side because, you know, I wanted to understand. I was involved in the civil rights movement, but
what did you want to understand?
What I want to understand, I didn't realize, for example, I was the only lifeguard in the project.
Corn Pop was a bad dude,
and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. He said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke.
I used to be a lifeguard for years. And when I ran for the United States Senate, they said, well, why do you want a 29-year-old guy who's only been a lifeguard? Well, the truth was, I was a practicing lawyer. I've been a public defender, and I had my own small law firm.
The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. You know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him, okay?
You better have helicopters ready to take those 3,000 civilians inside the green zone where I've been seven times and shot at.
Think of Iraq because that's where my son died. Uncle Frank fought in the Battle of the Bulge and he won the Purple Heart and he never received it. So he got him the Purple Heart. He had won it in the Battle of the Bulge. And I remember he came over to the house, and I came out, and he said, present it to him. Okay, we had the family there.
I watched what happened when the kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them, and then they went off to up on the hill when I was vice president, and they went off the hill to go into those neighborhoods. All those congressmen were like, no, I'm not here. I'm not here. I don't tell them I'm around.
God's truth, I've traveled over 1,250,000 miles on Amtrak. And one of the conductors I know for years walked up and grabbed, said, Joey, baby, grabbed my cheek. Not a joke.
This day, 30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben Island.
I swear to God, true story. True story. You think I'm kidding, man?
All of those things I just played for you, all of them are lies. Doesn't matter though, right? Doesn't matter at all. Because when you're a Democrat, you can lie through your entire career the way that I just played it for you. But if you're some random congressman, and I'm not defending George Santos, I want to make that clear. I think you should resign. But it does show you the double standard, right? They're out for blood. They want him gone. They want him to resign in disgrace. They want to ruin this new congressman's life forever, throw him out and mock him and say, see, this is what the Republicans elected. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and everything I just played for you, yeah, guess what? He's the president. Oh, and don't worry. Let's go back to his argument. So it's complete. I treat classified documents with integrity and respect. I would never do what Donald Trump did with classified documents. Oh, I did. Well, I would never have those documents in an unsecure location. Really? They're in your garage. Oh, well, they're next to my car. Everything's fine. But this is complete. The White House comes out. It's complete. Right? We've done an exhaustive search. Okay, the FBI comes in. DOJ comes in. They find more documents. Well, that's, you know, we can't talk about it now because it's an ongoing investigation. You notice the trend here. Don't believe anything these people tell you. And do not believe the media when they're going after somebody the way they're going after Santos, because they'll only do it when it's a Republican. And they will make a Democrat that does 1,000 times more than what Santos ever did into the president of the United States of America. Never forget that. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Please hit that subscribe or auto download button. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.